Hey, this is Irene. I've been waiting for you. Thank you for joining me, mixing it up with me right here on the mix. You're listening to CBiz Media.
Hi, looking for affordable, inspirational gifts? Check out our store at cbiztvmedia.com. That's cbiztvmedia.com, and click on our store. Or you can email us at cbiztv@yahoo.com. And we'll send you that link. Thank you. Hey, so this is a 90-day bonus. I wanted to connect one of our 90-day couples to a celebrity couple who not long ago called it quits. But as far as we know, Shekinah and Sarpa are still together from 90 Day Fiancé. I believe that was The Other Way, the latest season. And one of the issues, they were both kind of a vanity couple. Sarpa was definitely a womanizer. But they were both so-called beautiful people. I'll say they've had some enhancements, I believe, in one way or another. Far as I know, they are still together, but one of their issues was similar to a celebrity couple, and Sarpa basically wanted Shekinah to make him a father. He had a long-lost son he had never had the opportunity to meet due to a short-lived relationship, and he was never able to find, I believe, that son. So he wanted Shekinah, who I think has a 15-year-old or a teenage daughter at this time, and she did not want to have any more children. She felt very alone in that situation, and that she took care of her child alone, and it was something that, you know, she didn't want to relive, and she didn't want to have little kids at this point in her life, having a daughter that's almost grown. So that was one of her deal breakers with Sarpa. Sarpa was very controlling. He liked to tell her how she should dress. He liked to check her weight, being a personal trainer. A lot of things that were deal breakers for me. But for some reason, this one thing was a deal breaker for her, is that she didn't want to have any babies and no little ones running around. And, you know, the thought of surrogacy came up possibly as well. But I don't even think that she was up for that. And I think that may be the same thing for Sofia Vergara and Joe Manganiello. Of course, I don't know the inside depths of their relationship, but they seem to have a good run for a 7.5-year-long marriage. I believe that she's a little older than he is, but it was a point where he wanted a child, it appears. And Sofia, I believe, has her own grown son, very similar to Shekinah. And she didn't want to be an older mom having a little kid running around herself. So they had very similar stories. I don't know if Joe would have stayed and stuck it out with her if she was willing, but I think maybe she probably wanted to give him that and didn't want to take away the possibility of him having his own child, which I think is a very selfless thing to do. And I'm proud that she was able to step back and do that. But I do feel bad that the marriage had to end over these type of circumstances. And there are a lot of couples getting married later in life. There's a lot of women having their children later in life. These two ladies just happen to already have grown children and just felt like they didn't want to start over with a baby at this point in their life. And that was like a very important thing for them, and in fact, a deal breaker. It's good that Shekinah and Sarpa have covered this topic before marriage. I don't know when marriage is going to happen for them, but it just also goes to show these are some topics that we need to cover as we are. There are people in so many different dynamics, people that have had children, been married before, and this may be their second, third time around. What are they looking for? What do they want going forward? But this might be your partner's first time around. They may be expecting the traditional 3 kids and a picket fence when you've already kind of been there and done that, the other person has. So, you know, there's different scenarios that people can be in, and it's at times, I think you can also change in a marriage as well. Maybe it was an open topic and a possibility for her earlier on in their marriage, but things may have happened, things may have not happened as fast as they anticipated, and she may have changed as time went on. And while he may still have wanted a child in Sophia and Joe's case, so just seeing some similarities between our 90-day couple here and celebrity couple Sophia and Joe, and probably other couples out there now that may be in similar situations and just don't feel that they have the desire to start over. And you may think, well, one of the thoughts I had, well, okay, I understand they don't want to have the baby. I mean, that's a lot for a woman to go through. If you're older as well, you've already had your kids. I mean, it's understandable that you may not want to bear the child, but maybe get a surrogate. It seems like that's not something that either these ladies wanted to do either, because they still would have to be the mom. They still would have to be the caretaker at the end of the day. And yes, you could actually get a nanny, especially Sophia. I'm sure she has the money. Her and her ex-husband had the money to do something like that. I don't know about Shekinah and Sarper, but you know, if she didn't want to chase the little one around, they could have had a nanny to do that. But she may have wanted to be a hands-on parent and really wanted to be close to her child, which I think most parents want to do, not just hand them off to the nanny and basically just have him, Joe, be the main person that's watching out for the kid, spending time with the kid. Then there'll be resentment built up with the kid. In that case, mommy never really wanted me in the first place. All of those things might build up in the child. So it makes sense that that step was made for that couple, Sophia and Joe, as far as Shekinah and Sarper. I don't know what they're going to do at the end of the day. Sarper says he did not want to lose Shekinah, so he went along with her desire to not have children. But we'll see what happens with them in the future if we ever catch up with them again. But they were really a standout couple, I say, in the 90 Day The Other Way franchise. So hopefully they keep up with them. But yeah, these are issues that people have when it comes to finding love, doing things a little bit later in life. And you know, it's important to just kind of talk these things out. And again, like I said, though, through the marriage, through the relationships, things may change. People may change their mind, because Sarper changed his mind. He knew her stance in the beginning, but later on he changed his mind, wanting a child, wanting to give that to his parents. So, and it also, to me, goes to show you how living a certain lifestyle can kind of undermine your plan. Like, you may want to have had the white picket fence and 2.5 kids, but Sarper chose to live a lifestyle where he slept with multiple women. He had no real commitments, but now, this point in his life, he finally wants to settle down and bring a child to the world for himself and for his parents so they can be grandparents. He's the only child. I understand his situation, but he made a lot of choices in his past when he could have tried to settle down earlier in life. He could have made some better choices. Now he's with a woman that doesn't want that. So, you know, it's a lot of compromise when it comes to relationships. And, you know, sometimes you can look back and regret and say, you know, maybe I should have made some different choices as well in my past. A lot of things to think about in what's important to you, what's a deal breaker to you. For Shekinah and Sarper, Sarper just couldn't lose Shekinah, so he went along with that. For Sophia and Joe, I'm not 100% sure of the full story, but I feel like Sophia was stepping back for Joe and looking out for him at the end of the day. And I feel like he would have been that guy to say, you know, I choose you over a future child. But I feel like Sophia didn't want to put him through making that choice, and she wanted him to have the chance to be a father. That's what I feel. I don't really know the ins and outs of the story. I just know generally what happened. But you know, a lot of people can't or won't be selfless like that and will hold on to the relationship. But it just depends on the person, the couple. And you know, they could still have a happily ever after without a child. But you know, I feel like Sophia would have felt that guilt, and she would have felt bad about him not having that and it being because of her. So a lot of different dynamics, and I understand why she walked away from that marriage. I don't know if anything else was going on, and I'm sure that may come out in the future. But whatever the case, just wanted to highlight these two couples, Shekinah versus and Sarper versus Sophia and Joe, and see those connections. I mean, a lot of celebrities going through different divorces and relationship issues and all of this. And I can relate. I can see it in everyday life. I can see it in other people's relationships. I can even connect with my own relationships at times that, you know, we are all just human. It doesn't matter if you come from the celebrity world or where you come from. We all have some of these same similar romance and love and relationship issues, and we have to figure it out. And I say at the end of the day, ask God to lead you. We're all about faith, love, and trends right here on CBiz Media. If you have any thoughts or comments, you can always email me at cbiztv@yahoo.com. That's cbiztv@yahoo.com. Connect with me. All the best. God bless. This is Irene.